You're on, babe.
You've reached the Sniffer. I'm Nora.
I'm Kathy.
We have a little special episode.
We do.
We do. It's all very exciting. We have a guest. This is something that Kathy and I recorded at Kathy's farm a little while ago. Our good friend Mark, who is a philosopher and an engineer, and what he calls a technologian, meaning someone who thinks big thoughts about the role of technology in society. So we decided to pigeonhole him and ask him a few questions about nanotechnology.
Have a listen. You've reached
Snipper Goes Country. I'm Nora.
I'm Kathy. Yeehaw!
I'm Mark.
He's our technologian. And that's one of the things, or one of the reasons we have you here today, is to ask you about something that Nora and I are very interested in but do not really understand. Nanotechnology. Are you a nanotechnologian? No.
You will be in the future. I should also say that we may all be technologians, but Mark can also fix your wiring, which is very helpful. Anyway, so on to nanotechnology. Let's talk about it.
Nanotechnology. I still think there's a lot of hype with nanotechnology myself. The university that I've been teaching at, somebody came who was a big name in nanotechnology, and he gave us this presentation about how nanotechnology will be able to do things like manufacture meat, beef, and mass produce it, and will also be able to create pulp, tree material. And people are looking at each other and say, well, you know, we have machines to do that. They're called cows and they're called trees, you know. And this is what they've been saying for 20 years, you know, and they're saying these things as this is going to solve all the world's problems for food and materials. But I just don't see it happening.
Well, do you think that it's more like sort of like a dot-com sort of craze right now to get people to invest? Because a lot of people are throwing megabucks into it.
It is. Yes, I think so.
But it also seems like there are these two levels, right? Like there's just the sort of nano level of working in these incredibly small nano sizes, like nano electronics. But then there's this whole other more theoretical or hypothetical area of like molecular nanotechnology, which is that kind of thing of getting self-assembling materials that are basically built on the same kind of model that we use for cells and proteins, so they would actually build themselves, right?
Yes. I would say that all the work is heading more in that direction.
But is it smart, if you've got self-replicating, because that's what it is, right? If you've got, they're self-replicating. Is it actually intelligent? Is it smart?
To have the self-replicating?
Yeah.
Well, people who become concerned about the self-replicating have talked about gray goo. Have you heard of the gray goo problem?
Isn't this like that what happens essentially if it gets out of control, like, you know, Tribbles on Star Trek, right? Yeah.
Or the blob.
Yes, right.
Basically, yeah. that a blob will start consuming all matter on the planet.
Oh, that sounds lovely. So why are we doing this then?
Well, first of all, the people who are involved in the development of these technologies are saying, on the one hand, that's not going to happen. But if it did, they have other scenarios. Like, for example, I've heard one who quite seriously said we could set up satellites with the specific purpose of monitoring the planet to see if there was any gray glue hotspot developing, because there'd be certain characteristics through, you know, thermal imaging that they could detect it and then...
Thank you, Rue.
But that sounds like she swallowed the spider to catch the fly in a way. If you haven't solved the problem of the gray goo, why are you thinking about what you're going to do to fix the problem of the gray goo?
She tried to have something self-contained. And so you try to make, and this is similar to some of the biotechnologies too, you try to make a process work in such a way that something has to be added that just doesn't exist in nature. And you add it in the manufacturing plant, and if it were to get out somehow, that element or that chemical or what have you wouldn't work because it didn't have that to consume in nature, and they would self-contain it that way. And I think that's good, and I think there is work being done in the manufacturing realm. But then, what do you do in the medical realm when you can't keep a person in a lab for the rest of their life?
Yeah, because there's this whole nano medicine level where they're trying to arrange for, you know, essentially for cell repair at the nano level, right?
Typically, people aren't...
gray goo coming out your ears once...
And people don't... I'm sorry to say, but some of these engineers and scientists don't think about what's going to happen to the nanomeds once the person is cured or no longer needing them. I mean, where do they go? You know, and this has always been the environmental issue, going right back to... lead being added to gasoline, to using chlorofluorocarbons, PCBs, all these have had their purpose, but no one really thought, what's going to happen to them when we're done with them?
But still, I was reading, even if we do regulate in the West and say we're not going to engage in this, how are you going to stop other countries like China, India, so on and so forth, from developing these technologies and getting way ahead of us in that arena? And then they would still have, you know, the blob coming from China anyway.
Well, that's it, right? I mean, these things are presented as, oh, we better do it first because we're going to get the, you know, we're not going to forego getting the benefits first. But you could take that exact same scenario and say, well, you know, let them go first. And if they want to take those kinds of risks, then go ahead and let them. Or if you're even concerned about something in China affecting us here in North America, then you might want to start thinking about international regulation.
Yeah, for that seems to me to be really like the key for so many of these things, like bioengineering and so on too, right? I mean, it's got to be at an international level because it doesn't stop at your borders. But I was interested in this, it was my kind of snappy pick, was and maybe yours too, Kathy, because you're a little, should I say, obsessed with green power. But they did have this thing that I read about nano solar cells.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You see? She's very excited.
Right.
Yeah! Which was basically using nanotechnology to make photovoltaic material that essentially you could roll on like paint, which would be very cool.
Yes, and I think there is great potential for a material like that. And I think it would be self-limitating, and you wouldn't have to worry about a gray goo problem with that.
Wouldn't that be great? And what do you think? Drop us a line at thesniffer@technologian.org.
And check out our blog. You can find us at thesniffer.libsyn.com. Thanks. Bye.
It's all that good country air.
Bye.
Oh, my head.